Trendstorm.
Welcome to Radio Sputnik and Trendstorm. My name is Andrew Kripko, and I'm going to give you a forward-focused analysis of things to come and the general trends behind them. Here's what we have for you today. FBI. Did Obama's secret police spy on the Trump team? The latest scandal to hit Capitol Hill concerns the reports that Obama's FBI sent a so-called academic to infiltrate the Trump campaign, which immediately prompted the president to order an investigation into what are now his own secret police. Iran, Pompeo's 12-point ultimatum. Newly appointed Secretary of State and former head of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, delivered a blistering diatribe against Iran earlier this week when speaking at the neoconservative Heritage Foundation, during which time he also issued a threatening 12-point ultimatum against the Islamic Republic. And also, Turkey and Israel, from best friends to worst enemies. The decades-long bonhomie between Turkey and Israel appears to be on the brink of irreparable damage after each of their leaders threw fiery insults against the other over the latest violence in Palestine, with these two former best friends now on the path to becoming worst enemies. Opening up this edition of Trendstorm is the intrigue about a possible spy on Trump's campaign team. The latest scandal to hit Capitol Hill concerns the reports that Obama's FBI sent a so-called academic to infiltrate the Trump campaign, which immediately prompted the president to order an investigation into what are now his own secret police. Subsequent reports reveal that Stefan Halper, a professor at the University of Cambridge, was dispatched by America's clandestine law enforcement services to provocatively probe members of the Trump team on whether they had any knowledge about so-called Russian hacking, with this effort shockingly coming even before the government supposedly started electronic spying measures through FISA warrants. In reaction to the bombshell allegations that the secret police infiltrated the campaign of a sitting president's political opponents and may have even tried to entrap some of its staff in order to reverse engineer the pretext for stepping up spying measures against them, Trump took to Twitter to inform the American people about how this is a really big deal before announcing the beginning of a special investigation. This news seemed to scare former CIA chief and close Obama ally John Brennan, whose panicked response was widely mocked by pro-Trump political surrogates who saw in this proof that one of the most powerful spies in the U.S. at the time might be afraid of going down with this scandal. It's still too early to conclusively tell whether anything illegal or, at the very least, unethical did in fact take place, because the investigation has only just begun and has yet to yield results. But the very act of a sitting president investigating his predecessor for possibly surveilling his campaign for political purposes and in order to aid his opponents is unprecedented in American history. And it goes to show just how dirty the deep state war is between Trump and his enemies. Should any incontrovertible evidence supporting this possible scenario emerge from the administration's fact-finding mission, then there's no doubt that this scandal would put Watergate to shame as America's most infamous. So folks, everybody is talking about what Trump just tweeted about over the weekend and the scandal that's been developing all week about the FBI. And our first expert to join us today is Mr. John Bosnich. He's going to tell us all what it means. He's a Belgrade-based Canadian political analyst, and he's also a regular on Trendstorm. John, it's always a pleasure to have you on my program. Welcome.
Andrew, hi.
Trendstorm.
Okay, John, the FBI is basically America's secret police. So what does it say about the real state of American democracy that the former president may have done what Washington has historically accused countless so-called third world dictators of doing and order them to investigate and possibly even entrap his political opponents?
Well, first of all, it's high time that these
kinds of facts started being discussed. And I'm glad you're doing this interview in English so that English-speaking Americans can actually get a little bit of news about the way America functions, even if it's through a Russia-based news service. Indeed, this is not the start of the involvement of the FBI in the political system of the United States. We know very well that J. Edgar Hoover used the FBI against the Kennedy brothers, not just against JFK, but also against Robert F. Kennedy. And this is a continuation of the interference of the FBI itself. Now, what is different about this case is that a sitting president from an opposing party, so a Democratic sitting president, used the FBI to initiate an investigation into a party candidate from the Republican Party, his opposition. And so now we're seeing the direct intervention of a political elected figure, not the director of the FBI himself. That's a supposedly a neutral government official, but a political office holder using the network of the FBI to spy on the campaign of an opponent. In other words, a candidate who is running against the sitting president and his party, and also to lay what very well looks to be an entrapment case about the so-called Russia collusion. So indeed, we are seeing the opening up of the entire Pandora's box about the way the U.S. system works.
Fascinating. So, John, you did a great job of explaining the strategies behind this. Now, I want to ask you more about the tactics, specifically the reports that the FBI had a so-called academic infiltrate the Trump campaign in order to gather information, as they say, or possibly even worse. So, John, what does this reveal about the relationship between the American deep state and academia more generally, especially when it comes to foreign experts?
Okay, so this is a very good follow-on explanation of the way the U.S. system works. The United States higher education system, universities, is dominated by private institutions. That means, although they are eligible for government funding and they receive grants, mainly the private educational institutions of the United States are funded by the same oligarch-led companies, which are the main companies in America. And the main companies in America are part of the military-industrial complex. So if a professor wants to get grant funding, he has to apply to the same companies that finance the military-industrial complex. So if the military-industrial complex, which is usually the backer of the sitting president, receives a request from the president to get somebody to infiltrate the opposing party's campaign team, then the military-industrial complex already has a vast repertoire of paid academics who, although they are perhaps a professor at Harvard or a professor at Yale or a professor at Penn State, although they hold that title, they actually are receiving the majority of their grant money from private companies like DuPont or Raytheon or Boeing or Lockheed Martin. And there is where you see the direct intervention of the military-industrial complex. They put the president in office. When the president wants to stop the opposing party from coming to office, he requests through his ministers, through the members of his cabinet, the infiltration of the opposing campaign. The cabinet doesn't call the university directly. They call their military-industrial financial bosses, and they say, yes, we've got an employee of ours at Yale. We're going to send him in. And then a professor comes in his nice tweed jacket and fedora and says, hi, I'd like to help out on the campaign. And that's how it's done.
Amazing. So, John, what's your prediction for how this investigation will end, and what effect could it have on Mueller's probe?
Well, you know, when you're draining a swamp, the speed at which you can drain it is determined by the diameter of the drain hole. The fact that Trump has now identified and isolated the academic portion of the swamp means that the drain has become wider and more sludge is going to be drained out faster. I think that this is, first of all, going to speed up Trump's effort to clean up Washington and to dredge out the snakes and the lizards and the dragons in that swamp. And at the same time, it's going to undermine Mueller's ability to appear impartial, because now we're starting to see that the FBI acted as an agent of the Democratic Party. And in so doing, the FBI gave up its ability to claim impartiality. And as we know, the statue of Lady Justice wears a blindfold, because if she sees through that blindfold, she cannot be just.
John, this was an informative interview that will hopefully be an eye-opener for the American members of our audience. I'd even go as far as saying that it was shocking, but nevertheless, sobering. Thank you very much. Now we're going to get an American voice on the line from Mr. John Szabo. He's from thehardcorenews.com.
Trendstorm.
Okay, John, there have been criticisms throughout the decades that the FBI has abused its power when conducting investigations, but the latest allegations that has sent an informant to infiltrate the Trump team are among the most scandalous ever. So, John, do you see this as being yet another example of impropriety, or do you think that the Bureau was justified in taking these measures to get down to the bottom of things?
Well, as far as I can see, this guy, Hathoff, or whatever his name was, has been doing it for the last 40 years, I guess, beginning with the Reagan and Carter and all the way down. So he's been around. And as far as the FBI doing spying, like on Trump and this and that, you know, they've been doing it for years. They've been doing it for years, so... It's the president's going to have to say and do something about the situation that's going on. I mean, for us Americans, we don't have much say in this situation.
Okay, you just said that the president will have to say and do something about this, a very disturbing situation. So what kind of action do you think he can take? Right now, he's launching an investigation, but how do you foresee that developing, and what actions could he take stemming from that investigation to resolve this problem?
I think he ought to try to get him for treason.
Do you mean the FBI or Obama? Or both?
Both. Obama's guilty as I think, as far as the rest of them, like Hillary Clinton and the rest. They all should be sentenced to treason. And here in the United States, as far as I'm concerned, and the way I read, it's still by hanging. So, you know, but then again, you know, Donald Trump is a nice guy, so he might end up pardoning him.
Okay, I see. Well, you know, Trump and his supporters, they clearly believe that the FBI was in the wrong and that this scandal represents something much worse than Watergate, while his opponents, of course, they say that the Russiagate investigation takes the cake and that this newly launched one is just a distract from that. So, John, which of the two do you see going down in history as America's worst, Russiagate or this, you know, FBI gate, for lack of a better word?
The FBI gate. FBI gate. Russiagate was a hoax to begin with. I mean, I can remember when Hillary was even stating it during the campaign trail, when she was on the campaign trail, that the Russians, it's always the Russians. I got an ingrown toenail, the Russians corrupt politics, right?
Right. Well, you know, it almost sounds like that. It seems like, of course, I mean, this FBI gate grew out of Russiagate, and actually it created Russiagate. It seems like here, you know, the FBI, from what reports are alleging, that they pretty much try to set the so-called basis for Russiagate to almost legitimize it later. I mean, some people are calling this entrapment. I mean, how do you interpret these things?
Well, you know, the FBI has been, you know, planning different terror attacks here in the United States, and they've been doing it for years. I mean, actually, since Carter days. I mean, but the CIA and the IDF, Mossad, and the rest of them have been doing it around globally for years. And I wish it would all come to a stop. I mean, as far as like the press and everything, the press is being bought and paid for by the government, by the deep state, if you want to call it the deep state. But, you know, they're not going to come to the aid of President Trump unless it's Fox.
Yeah, he certainly has a lot of enemies, John. So regardless of the outcome of either the Russiagate, you know, investigation or the FBI gate, as I'm calling it now, it's indisputable at this point that the U.S. is definitely caught in the throes of a deep state civil war between the president and some members of the previous administration, some of whom are still, you know, carried over in terms of the lower level bureaucracy into the present administration. So all in all, John, how has this back-and-forth struggle affected the appeal of America's soft power abroad and its system of government more specifically, up until all this dirty laundry became public? Even though people suspected these things were going on, there was still kind of this idea that everyone wanted to be like America. But do you think that's still the case?
Well, yeah, like I said, the FBI has been plotting stuff for many years here in the United States. In fact, up here near Cleveland, they was supposed to. Planted some guys to blow up a bridge.
Yeah, I remember that, actually.
Yeah, Occupy, the Occupy group. And, you know, then there's been other times when they've been caught. But the press never says anything. You never see it on CNN or MSNBC or none of that. Because they're covering up for it. I mean, they're part of it. And honestly, I think that the government, Trump or whoever, should bring a stop to it. I mean, quite honestly, to the press and the FBI and a whole bit. I mean, John F. Kennedy was going to dismantle the FBI and the CIA back in the day, but he never got to.
All right, John, on that note, we're going to wrap up our chat. I really enjoyed our conversation and thought it was revealing about what's really going on. It's also so important for people to hear what's really happening directly from an average American like yourself. So thank you so much for coming on to Trendstorm.
Trendstorm.
Now, folks, if we think back on what both John and the other John share with us today, we can see that, you know, what's happening with the deep state, boy, oh boy, is it a dirty business. It sure looks like they're trying to take Trump down. I mean, they tried, but they didn't succeed. I mean, this deep state civil war is still raging, and both of our guests told us more about how the deep state operates in both the domestic and international context. And they also put it into an historical backdrop for us by bringing up Kennedy and other presidents. So with that being said, folks, I hope you all learned a lot, and we're definitely going to be covering these deep state stories going forward. So folks, if you want to sound off and share what you think about this, please send us an email at radio@sputniknews.com or find us on Facebook. Stay with us.